Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Who is this?
Yes, can I speak to the supervisor?
This is the operator here. May I know which supervisor? There are like 4 to 5 departments.
I don't know any supervisor because I've been dealing with you guys for a month now, and I'm still trying to get my refund, and I still can't get my refund. I don't know the name of the last supervisor I spoke to, but his number starts with 424, so I don't know which supervisor that is, but I just need to speak to someone.
Like, what's the concern so I can forward to the right department, like refund, support?
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying, a refund. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Refund department supervisor. Okay. Mr. Oh, yeah. The refund department. Did you try to reach him on his number?
He's not picking up. That's why I'm calling here.
Let me check because he actually had his son. So maybe he was on holiday. Let me see if he's come back. Give me one moment. Stay on the call with me.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I just checked, ma'am. Mr. Ross actually had a son last week on Friday.
Okay.
He's on holiday, actually, for a week till this Friday. So that is the reason he hasn't been responding to you.
Okay.
Let me see what I can do. What I can do is right now, I can... Either you can wait till Friday when he comes back, or if I forward you to support department supervisor, but he can't do actually anything. I don't have access to funds. I can transfer your call to support department supervisor, but he can explain you the situation, but he don't have like access of funds. Mr. Ross, the only one who has access to funds, he's the refund manager. Let me see if a junior associate is there. Please, I'm really sorry. I'm gonna put you on hold for next 1 minute again. Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
I just tried to get hold of the junior associate, but I mean, he said he can tell the information of refund, but he can't like access, I mean, send it or do something like that without the authorization of Mr. Ross. Actually, he's the supervisor, so he allows the transaction. So there is no unless you gotta wait till Friday. Once his holidays are over, he'll be back on Friday.
Be back on track. You know, I've been waiting for this refund for a whole month. I haven't been able to pay my last month's rent because you guys keep on jerking me around, talking about every day. He told me I was going to get it yesterday on Monday, and it still didn't come. I don't like calling you people every minute to ask for my money. Like, I have other things to worry about. This is stressing me out. Every day I'm calling you guys, and I still don't have my money in my account. And I did business with you guys. It shouldn't be this way. Because I have friends, I have family that could have been using your services. But now since this is happening to me, I'm not going to recommend you guys to anybody.
Obviously, obviously. If someone has a bad experience, why would they recommend someone else? This is logical, right?
That's what I'm saying. You guys should not have made this a bad experience for me. That's my whole point. Because then I would have used you for future business, because I told Lewis that I have a big test that I was going to use you guys for. But now, since this happened, I'm not going to do that.
I got that.
You know?
I understand that. I'm really sorry, but see, I'm just an operator here. I can transfer the calls, but right now,
okay,
no one is there. So, I mean, Associate Junior is there, but he said he don't have. I talked with him. I asked him if can you refund it. He said I can tell the information, but I don't have access of the transaction code. So that will be with Mr. Ross, and he will be back by Friday.
Okay, fine then. If I don't have it by tomorrow or Thursday, I'll just wait until Friday. I have no choice.
Yeah, on Friday. You can just call me back. Call me back on this number on Friday. Okay, Mr. Ross will be there. He'll initiate it himself then. Okay?
Okay. No problem.
Thanks.